when the state convention was formed in 1848, they began to elect the trustees for Baylor and Independence and continued to do so until 1885-86. And, you know, meanwhile, Baylor Independence had been in decline. It just almost was non-existent. And Baylor, I guess, wondered about his future. Waco University had been established and was doing quite well. The state convention supported Baylor and Independence, and the Baptist General Association supported Baylor, the Waco body, and not Baylor. There was a real animosity between the North and the South in Texas that was almost as bad as between the North and South in the old United States at that time. But about 1885, some of the people began to realize they needed to get this thing together. And so by 1886, they had formed the consolidated body of the Baptist General Convention of Texas. And it was the bringing together of the old state convention in the South and the General Association in the North. And part of their agreement was to move Baylor Independence to Waco and to start what essentially was a new school, Baylor at Waco, and move the female school to Belton. Well, that was done by the convention, and the convention elected the trustees of this new entity and directed the charter to be filed, all those kinds of things.